Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. If you've been practicing to have a wonderful life someday, today is your day. Stay with us for the next hour, and today's guest, Sharon Humash, will guide you to be happy from within, no matter what your external circumstances may be. So Sharon and I were speaking today before coming on air, and I was telling her that I was just... I've been going through some real transformation inside of myself, and I have been sort of opening up to it and then resisting and getting scared and going back and forth, which is certainly making it a lot more painful and hard for myself. So I've noticed that with the radio show that every week that the topic always ends up being exactly what I need that day. So I'm really looking forward to this reminder because I know that life is always ever right now in this very moment. So before we go any further, let's everybody just get present in this moment right now. This is where our life is happening. Not in the past or the future, not even 30 seconds ago, not even one split second ago, but right here. Just call your spirit into your body. Take a big breath. Feel the breath as it enters your lungs. Feel your breath as it leaves your lungs. Feel the aliveness in your body, flowing through your body. Welcome. Thank you for being here today. And today's show is Life is Not a Dress Rehearsal. And I have on the line Sharon Humash, and it's C-H-U-M-A-S-H. I'm glad I asked her how to pronounce it before we went live here. It's Sharon Humash, and she lives the happiness that she teaches. She's a wife and a mother of two, and she stopped chasing the horizon when she discovered that enough is enough, and she's never looked back. She's certified and trained by Marcy Shimoff, author of the best-selling books Happy for No Reason and Love for No Reason. And Sharon shares her insights and years of learning as a student of happiness, a world traveler, a global marketer, and a teacher of international culture and language. She lives to empower and inspire. Happiness for Sharon includes guiding and teaching others, and her seminars reflect that. Her Life is Not a Dress Rehearsal series relates and the discoveries of her exploration of happiness and the transformative nature of finding it. And today she is going to be sharing with us these discoveries and at least a taste of some of this transformation. So welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Sharon.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here, Lynette.
All right. So for those who might not have heard of you until today, first of all, they're really fortunate that they get to know about you now. But how did you get started in this? It said that you got the enough is enough and never looked back. Can you say more about that? What does that mean?
Absolutely. So I have struggled, you know, growing up, I struggled with depression pretty much all my life. And it was very, very extreme. I was either on a scale from 1 to 10. I was either ecstatically happy at a 10 or somewhere between a 1 and a 2. And those swings and shifts back and forth were just, they were really making me crazy. And I would say probably about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I thought, enough, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to swing back and forth. I just want to be happy. And part of what I realized was that when I had a great childhood. I was so blessed and so fortunate to have family and friends and that loved me and cared for me, and I had all these things, that everything that I needed. And I was carrying so much guilt because I thought, how can I be unhappy when I have so much to be thankful for? But sometimes, so that just gave me another internal struggle, because I was really beating myself up for this. You know, I
feeling
I
guilty
to be happy.
Yeah.
Yes, right. So you can probably relate to that, and of the internal forces going on in your mind.
Yes,
and
thinking that you should be happy.
Darn it. You know,
not
just,
only are you not happy, but I'm going to judge you and you're guilty for not being happy.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
And that makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah, which then just, you know, dives you into this deeper horribleness. So, and when I started talking about it, I started realizing that there were a lot of people out there in the same situation. You know, people who had money and relationships, and externally you think, wow, they have everything that they could possibly want, and yet these people were feeling that same bit of unhappiness. And so I thought, huh, okay, so that relieved that stress. Then there's the other camp of people who have had pretty horrific childhoods and upbringings, and you know, they say to themselves, and other people look in and say, wow, that poor person, of course they're unhappy because of A, B, and C of their upbringing. So what I realized, though, is that everyone, that both camps, you know, you've got your genuinely happy people, but for the most part, you've got those two camps of people, and they're ending up in the same place of this internal unhappiness. So I thought, there's got to be something to this. And then that is where I started my quest into search for what does that mean? You've got this up background, you're unhappy. You've got the bad background, and you're still unhappy. How can I merge those, and how can I find a way to teach people? And I've always done teaching and training in some aspect in my life. But how can I first find it myself, because I can't teach anything until I know how to do it myself, and then how can I share that with people? So that's where it all began. That's where the quest began.
Was there a particular turning point where you're like, okay, now I got it, or is it ongoing process, or both?
Definitely both. As I was mentioning to you a little earlier, there was, you know, I too have my slip-ups and, you know, get off track, but I think the most important thing is to get on track. But it was very funny. So once I started kind of reading and doing research about the metaphysical world and kind of the law of attraction, amazing thing happened. I was in I'll make a long story short here, but I was in the Chicago airport and happened to run into, or actually Janet Atwood. I don't know if you're familiar with her, the author of The Passion Test.
Yeah, I've met Janet. She's wonderful.
So, she is fabulous. And so she came up to me, talk about, as I said, the law of attraction. She came up to me and approached me in this airport and started talking to me. And she was amazing. I was sitting down on the floor in my computer all in my bubble, like, okay, you know, nobody come talk to me.
Yeah.
But there came Janet, and she said, you're going to think that I'm crazy, but you have got one of the most beautiful lights that I've seen. And that just, I stood up and I hugged her, and it just opened me up. And from that moment on, that was this turning point where then all these other forces started coming into my life. That's when I, you know, shortly after, that's when I met Marcy and Deborah Poneman and John Astroth, Mike Dooley, and it just started flowing. It just started coming to me, and slowly but surely, I started building and learning and figuring out what it was, what my passion was, and what I wanted to do with my life and how I could help impart that onto other people.
That's so wonderful, Sharon. I love stories of people just getting happy and sharing that. Thank you so much for doing that. And we are right up against break time. Before we go to break, I want to make sure people know how to find you. So could you give your contact information for the listeners?
Absolutely. The website is www.thecolorofhappiness.com. And you can either go there to website and contact me, or my email is Sharon, Sharon, at thecolorofhappiness.com.
Great. So we're going to be going on a short break, and when we come back, we're going to hear more from Sharon about her Life is Not a Dress Rehearsal discoveries or explorations of happiness, and stay tuned and make this your day. Make this your day today, right now, the time you can have this conversation that you're listening to right now with Sharon be your turning point. And we'll be right back after this.
Bonan Selecta.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get a chance to call in with your questions live with Mata. If you would like this internationally acclaimed master healer to answer your questions on a personal level, call 1-800-930-2819. Speak with the founder of her very own evolutionary lightspeed healing method and receive personal guidance pertaining to any physical or emotional health concern that you might have. Just call 1-800-930-2819. That's Mondays with Mata, only on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openingtoecstasy.com. And I have a fairly new gift up there. It's been up for a month at this point. It is called the Cosmic Trash Transformer. And this originated because I was doing this guided visualization with clients, and they were getting such great results that they asked to have a recording of it. And one woman in particular, I made it for her and sent it to her, and she listened to it every day and has such life-transforming results that I made it for everybody. And it's only 15 minutes, so you can fit it into your busy schedule, and it's designed to, yeah, it's set to beautiful music, and it's me talking you through releasing the excess mental, emotional, spiritual weight that you're carrying, even physical stuff that you're carrying that you don't need anymore. And then it gets transformed into the light. You get the lessons from that, and that comes back into your body. And if you, even using it once, it's powerful, but if you use that every day, just like brushing your teeth or, you know, washing your body or whatever it is that you do daily for yourself, doing this is just a quick cleanse and you'll feel so much better. We're talking today with Sharon Humash, and the topic is life is not a dress rehearsal. And Sharon is an expert and authority on helping people get happy now. So Sharon, yes. What do you find is the biggest challenge that people have with being happy now?
It's amazing how consistent that is. And I think one of the biggest things for people is that it appears too much. They see happiness and they think, ugh, I can't be happy because of this, that, and the other. And so instead of taking little bite-sized pieces to take steps to towards happiness, they just say, never mind, it's never going to happen. So with being able to break things down into bite-sized people, and I find that that is probably the most important thing, and that's why I do. I post every day on Facebook, like, an assignment, and I give out a weekly assignment to my mailing list every Monday morning, so that when you get this one thing to do, so you don't have to do everything all at once, just incorporate this one thing into your life, and then you start seeing a shift. And when we start recreating or start generating new habits, feelings, and thoughts, that's when the shift takes place. And once someone can do that, and then it becomes a new habit. So this one assignment, and not every assignment may, you know, fit for everyone, but I ask everyone to just, you know, try it on, see how it fits. And if it works, keep doing it, incorporate it into your life, and then move on to the next assignment. And that is probably another major place where people struggle, is lack of persistence. We're kind of in the society where we want immediate gratification. So we want results, and we want it, you know, yesterday
yes.
and now. I mean, other people, not me, but.
I saw years ago a comedian, I can't think of her name, but she was standing and she was talking about that her dad would stand in front of the microwave going, come on, I don't have all minute.
So true. And we're just so kind of formatted to have that, you know, to want those kinds of results. So when we can be persistent in changing a habit or creating a new habit and incorporating that, that's where we need to be. Because if we see that it's not happening right away and then we give up, then no change is made. And those are probably the two biggest things that I see that people who have had breakthroughs are the people that have broken it down, who have been persistent in, you know, incorporating that new technique. And also, I think that one of the biggest things too is that people have to really believe that they deserve happiness. So having that foundation, taking control, understanding that they can take control of their happiness, that it's not, it's up to them, and that it's not just the world that is happening to them or their life that is happening to them. You take control, and then you believe that you can find happiness, that you deserve happiness, and that you're capable of having it. And then that next step is to find the roadblocks that are stopping you from moving forward. And once you've identified those roadblocks, to figure out how to remove them or to go around them. And you can see in this methodology, when you're doing those things, when you're taking each of those steps, there's all kinds of places for you to be able to give up. You know, if you first, you don't believe that you deserve happiness, well, that's first thing that you're going to have this internal conflict all constantly, and that's going to stop you from moving forward. And then if you've got some story from the past saying, yeah, but I'll never find happiness because whatever, whatever your past story is telling you, then that's another roadblock. So each step of the way, it's challenging, no question about it, to take each step to pass it. But then it's kind of like climbing a mountain. You think, well, I'm closer to the bottom than I am to the top. Why would I go to the top? It's too hard. But then you make it a level and you feel so accomplished. And then that reaching that summit where you can look down and go, wow, I came a long ways. And to be able to celebrate what you have accomplished and all those roadblocks that you did bypass or knock out of the way, that is where you start feeling the openness. That is when you are open to receiving all the amazing things that that life is here to give us.
Fabulous. There's so many wonderful things that you said there, and I could certainly make comments to reinforce all of them. But we have a caller, Patty from Galveston. Is she on the line, Chris?
Well, it's actually a he. Are you there, Patty?
Oh, he.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Hello, how you Patty. Doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. I just was looking for maybe some leadership, some advice here. Dealing with loss and moving on from loss when it comes to, like, your animals and stuff. I know they play an important part in everyone's life, and I'm just trying to, you know, figure out how you move on from that.
Do you have a pet that died?
We've had about four of them.
About four of them died? Did you want to take that?
They become a part of your family, and you know it happens so fast. And just, you know, I'm moving on from that, especially with the kids.
Yeah. Oh, your children are.
Yeah, they're affected by it. I mean, we've done everything. We've had the dog. The dog passed away. We had the cat. The cat passed away. We, you know, bought the kids bunnies. You know, for Easter they passed away, and it's just it's hard for them. And I'm trying to deal with helping them cope, but also the fact of, you know, should we just stop having animals? Because it's a lot to deal with, you know, especially for the kids. And, you know, it's one of those struggles. I know some people probably find it silly, but, you know, it really affects people. I mean, you get close to your animals and
yes,
then they're gone.
Yes. I'm an animal lover, and I went through that. I've gone through that a lot in my life. And do you have funerals for the animals when they pass?
Yeah, we've had little ceremonies, and you know, we've buried them out back. We have a nice pasture out here, and you know, we have a nice tree, and we made a nice little spot for it so the kids can. We didn't want to just you know, have the animals disappear and you know, have to explain it. We wanted to try to teach them it's, you know, it's part of life on the same note, and give respect to the animals, but also let them see that it's, try to make them see it's not, you know, something that has to go away. They have a space where they can go and still visit if they want. And,
yeah,
you know, we have a marker there and stuff. And, you know, but it's still one of those things. It's hard to deal with, you know, for a child, for an adult, and, you know, as a family unit.
Absolutely. I'm going to let Sharon take this in a minute. But I just want to say that, first of all, I can really feel your heart. And could you put your hand on your heart?
Yes.
And, you know, all this would bring up a lot of grief, and I would imagine that the animals dying now, and this happening for yourself and your children is bringing up something from for you from your past that's touching, that this new pain is touching. And if you can really have compassion for that grief and honor that grief, and it only takes a moment to really feel it and really open to it. But when we're in resistance, it kind of lingers and, you know, just stays.
But if you can, I feel all the time.
Okay. Because I know for myself that when I let myself feel something fully, all the way, that then it can move through, and your heart is then more completely available for intimacy and for celebrating and for being grateful that you had this gift from the animal when it came to you. But I want Sharon, since we have a happiness expert on the line, I would love for Sharon to speak to you. And I want to tell you that I just am feeling compassion for you and for your children. And that's wonderful that they're getting to have that experience of loving little creatures for however long they're in your life.
Well, you know, it's something we definitely, you know, encourage in our family. And with loss, they haven't really had to experience loss because, you know, we have relatives that have lived, they're still living in their late 90s and early 100s. And, you know, our family health, luckily, knock on wood, has been very good. And, you know, we have many aunts and cousins and, you know, great-grandparents that are still around. And, you know, so the animals are really their first, you know, touch of dealing with this. And same for me, for the most part, you know.
Well, I've heard repeatedly from people that live to be older and are really happy that the most important thing for them to learn was to deal with loss. Mm-hmm. And that if you want to be happy in life, especially as you are going to be around longer, you know, the longer you're around, the more you have to learn to deal with loss. And when we go through transitions and changes, even, you know, your children are going to be going through puberty and losing their certain aspects of their childhood. And there's that loss. And then there's the loss of growing up. Yeah. So as they learn to deal with loss, that'll really equip them for being more and more powerful as they get older. Can you, I wasn't paying attention to the commercial break. We're going to go to commercial break, and I'd really like you to have a chance to talk with Sharon. Can you stay in the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and when we come right back, Sharon is going to speak to you, Petty. And can you give your contact information before we go to break, Sharon?
Yes. www.thecolorofhappiness.com.
Fabulous. So be sure to go to The Color of Happiness. And as Sharon talked about, one of the things she does is give a daily happiness or weekly, sorry, tip. And then you can get on her newsletter and she'll give you an assignment that will just help you every week to stay focused on your growing happiness. So it's thecolorofhappiness.com. We'll be right back.
I'll check that out.
Thank you. Come down, Selecta.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from CN Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openingtoecstasy.com. And today we have Sharon Humash, who is talking to us about how our life is not a dress rehearsal. For people who've been planning and waiting to be happy sometime in the future, the time to be happy is right now. And before we went to break, Petty from Galveston called, and his question was about he's had a series of pets that have died, and it's been hard for him and for his children. And I'm going to let you and Petty take. Are you still here, Petty?
Yes, I'm right here. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm going to turn you over to Sharon.
Hi, Petty.
Hi, Sharon.
I am so sorry for your loss. I, too, am a tremendous animal lover, and my children love animals, so I completely feel what you are going through. And you know, taking over from what Lynette said, I think there are two things. So I am a firm believer in angels, and there have been, I've had, you know, my share of losses in my life, and going through the grieving process is absolutely a necessary thing. But once that is over, though, to think of those people or animals as angels, and I talk to them all the time. And so when I need help on a daily basis doing different things, you know, before coming on the show, I took a moment and I called in my angels and said, you know, please be with me. And throughout my day, doing different things and having different encounters. And that for me has been such a saving grace to know that my angels are there. So even though they're not here with me physically, they're in heaven and looking down at me. And the more angels I have, the better. You know, the better, you know, that my life is, and the better that
funny.
I feel.
I do the same thing. You know, I thought maybe it was crazy at first, you know, talking to the animals. And, you know, my golden retriever, Glenn, was the best dog ever and was always by my side. Whenever, you know, I went to the store, he'd come in the car with me, or, you know, go to lunch, he'd always come with us. And he was just a great dog. And, you know, often I'll find myself talking to Glenn. And
yeah, no, that's absolutely
hard.
And it's very soothing and comforting. And the one thing that I do want to say as well, with any difficult thing that happens in life, and death included in that, every single thing that happens in our life is either put there to teach us something or to take us to the next level. And without, no matter how hard it appears to understand that or to feel that, it is unequivocally in my book, that is the way that it is. And looking back over hardships in my life, it's either one of those things. either it was put there for a lesson and I learned a fantastic lesson, or if I didn't learn that lesson, then that kept happening in my life until I did learn that lesson. Or it took me to the next level. And that is something that maybe can help your children as well, to be able to view it that way. And you don't want to block that out of your life. You don't want to not have, you know, loved ones or animals anymore, where you block yourself, because that just closes you down. So
it's painful. It's painful. I mean, we drive around, and I don't mean to get emotional, but we drive around and it's just so hard, you know, and we see all these other families and their animals, and, you know, my kids get so sad, and it really tears me up inside.
Yeah. No, I understand completely. Yeah.
But, you know, we're trying to get through. You know, I mean, my daughter, Mary Lee, you know, she's having the hardest time with it. You know, it pains me to see her miss her cat. And, you know, she still won't get rid of the cat bowl and the water and the food. It's still in her room. And, you know, they're just not dealing with it well. And, it's just hard as a parent to see your kids hurt so bad.
No, absolutely. You want to make it all better. I know.
I do, but I don't know how. I try taking them out and give them a good day out. And, you know, we've tried everything. Take them to Chuck E. Cheese and let them laugh. And they don't laugh. And you try to, you know, take them out. And they just don't. It's just hard because everywhere you go, there's animals.
Yeah.
You know, and they the separation is, it's hard for all of us.
Try the angel approach.
I will. I'm open to try anything. Life just isn't the same for us. And, you know, like I said, my daughter, you know, Mary Lee's only 5, and she's having, you know, a real difficult time with it. And, you know, my son Ron is, he goes through parts where he's happy, and then he's upset and angry, and, you know, he goes back and forth with his emotions, and that's hard for us to deal with. But, you know, I just keep going back, should we buy them new animals and let them go through the process of loving it and nurturing it and feeding it, and only to have it die again? And that's, you know.
Well, that is the
all right, then, and then, you know, it's, you know, then what do? I give the kids a yard full of, you know, an animal graveyard out back, and what does that, you know, show them? That just makes them more sad looking at it, I think. So I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, it's, I know that there's what happens in life and there's how we look at it. And I went through, when I was a girl, was always trying to rescue animals, and I was blessed with all kinds of sweet animals that came to me that had been injured. And I remember going, you know, getting to a point, I was like 7, when I was crying so hard and I didn't want to take care of any more animals because so many of them had died. And I started realizing that I got to have that special time with them. I got to love them. And then they moved on, and that it was part of life. And, you know, I still, you know, I'm 40 years old, and I still take care of animals when they just seem to have injured animals often just come into my life. And also people know that I do that, so they'll break, come knocking on my door. And I sometimes I have to say no, but I often say yes, and sometimes they still don't make it. And I've taken a break from taking care of them, but it's been one of the most enriching things in my life to love that way.
And what a gift. What a gift you give to those animals.
Amen. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be coming fairly soon to the next commercial break. But
I got to get back to work anyway. And I just thank you for your time. You're both very sweet ladies and angels yourself. And I'm glad there's an outlet like this for people to, you know, talk and get advice and share their feelings. And, you know, you call other stations, you get mocked and laughed at, and you guys are just sensitive people, and you're angels to us all, and I thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Sharon and I both really appreciate that. But I wanted to, before you leave, I wanted to say, if you, I know you did, you know, you have the funeral back there, the tombs, the gravestones, but maybe you could ask your own spirit guidance, you know, for a vision of how to turn that into something fun and beautiful, you know, like plant flowers and, you know, draw a picture, help your kids, sit with your family and either draw a picture or use Photoshop and put angels on the animals and, you know, be open to inviting another, you know, little pet or, you know, whether it's a kitten or some, you know, dog or cat that needs a home. There are so many children, animals out there that need families. So find a way to take that feeling and turn it into something beautiful and enriching and wonderful.
I appreciate that, and I ask you for your prayers for my kids, Mary Lee and Ron and, you know, the animals, Glenn and Eddie, Mike and Dave, and, you know, if you could say a prayer, I'd really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Doing that in our hearts right now. And see your children as strong, as thriving, as dealing with this well. When you take your fear and concern for them and see them that way, it can be one of the blocks to happiness.
I hope so, and I wish you all a great weekend, and again, amazing strength you have, and I hope that you've instilled some of that in me, and I hope my angels are there.
Always.
For my kids.
Okay.
Be well, Petty.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Petty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Sharon.
Yes.
Hey. Or any further words you wanted to say before we move on to...
Before we move on to anything else.
Yeah. I kind of left it hanging there.
Yes, you know, this was just such a perfect example of the ebb and flow of life. And these are the times that we can talk about the horizon. I don't know how long we have. Do we have just like a minute or before we go to a commercial or...
We're at commercial break.
We're at commercial. Okay. Continued.
I look at the time like, oh, yeah, I guess we're there. So okay. We'll be back from the break. Definitely to be continued. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Come down, Selecta.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at annagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Annagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Come down, Selecta!
Hello, welcome back to Opening to Ecstasy. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openingtoecstasy.com. And today I'm speaking with Sharon Humash.
You got it.
It starts with C-H, so I'm like, okay, I got the, she told me silent H, I'm like, got that part. Sharon Humash.
Or is it Mosh? Humash, but it is so close to what most people say, so I am going with that.
I want it to be the way it is. Sharon Humash. Okay, right. Sharon. And she is a really wonderful, wise, and happy happiness coach and teacher. And she's talking with us today to say, life is not a dress rehearsal, that today's the day to be happy now, no matter what you're going through. And we had a caller, Petty, and talking to us about, you know, the grief that he and his children are feeling with the loss of pets that they've had. And even in that, that you can open your heart to the experience of life. Open your heart fully to what is, and you will find your own kind of calm and maybe not the happiness that you have pictured in your mind. You know, there's a sort of happiness that comes from everything going the way you think that it's supposed to go, that pleases your ego, and there's a certain congruence. You know, it's not like, you know, the picture in your head will be matching the picture in your life. And then there's, you know, life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. And life happens. And when we resist that because it doesn't fit the idea of what, how we think it should be going, we end up suffering. And we can get caught in that endlessly. And we can't see the whole picture. But if you could trust that when you see the whole picture, that good is going on, that love is going on, and that you don't need to wait for permission to be happy, to be happy, that you don't need to wait to have all these things happen and then you, you know, say, okay, now I'm going to control my life. Now I'm going to, it's not really control our life, but choose to see things in a way that makes you feel good. We don't know the ultimate truth generally, very rarely, other than that it's love. We don't, you know, people have certain views that they follow, but there's so much that we don't know. So with that room for error, I say, give it a happy interpretation. You know, just give it a happy interpretation. Try it on and see how that feels. And I think you'll be surprised that your heart can change. Your heart can open in any circumstance. So, Sharon, what makes your approach to teaching happiness unique?
Well, I am first, before before we go into that, I just have to... How connected could you and I be right now? Because that is talking about the image and of life. And one of the images that I have brought into my mind and kind of an analogy that I use as far as seeing the big picture, I view an impressionistic painting. And you know, when you're standing so close to it, all you see is a bunch of dots. And you're thinking, what are these dots and what are they doing here? And I don't understand how it fits together and what's the meaning. And it's not until enough time passes or until you have the ability to step back and see this picture and go, wow, that is beautiful. There's a whole scenery there in the park and people on bikes and things. And you can't see that, but you can't see it when you're right up close to it. And that is absolutely the way that I view life. And that has helped me to no end when I'm going through something and not understanding why something happened, to be able to release it and not to micromanage my life or help other people not to micromanage their lives, because that's what we're taught to do. We're taught to, if something is going wrong or something isn't going, and not necessarily wrong, like you said, Lynette, but not going the way you thought it was supposed to go, and you're doing everything that you can to keep it in form and to keep it aligned and to get it where you think that it should be, but maybe that's not the way that it's supposed to be. And the sooner that you can release that desire to make it what you think it should be, that is where you have the opening and the growth, and all kinds of beautiful things can come in. And the ability, then that gives you the ability to stand back and see this beautiful picture versus being stuck and wanting to move something another way, but you know that it's not going. So that was so perfect for for that view, for that analogy, that I just had to talk about that.
Yeah, I like your analogy. That makes a lot of sense. I've thought of things that way. When I was in high school, I remember having this realization that it's kind of like I was with my face pressed against the wall, like in the corner, and that I was that close to things, and that if I would step back, I could see it was a wall, and if I'd step back, I could see it's a room, and if I'd step back, I could see it's a house, and if I'd step back, I could see, you know, the city, and then pretty soon you get back far enough, you see the whole universe, and to put things in perspective. And as a parent, you know, you watch your children, you can see, like with my son, he's suffered so much over, you know, there'd be two cups, one's red, one's blue, and another kid gets a different color, or the one's dirty or something like that, and so you give him the red cup, and he wanted the blue cup. It's the same exact cup, and he'd have such a fit over it being the wrong color that he wouldn't get to enjoy the experience of having the fresh apple juice you just made him, or, you know, that kind of idea that's like, it's not in the container that I wanted, it's not the color that I thought it was supposed to be, or it's not in the order I thought it was supposed to be. And he's been such a wonderful example for me. Because the way his brain worked is, if he had one experience, if he drank something in one color cup, he would always want it that way. Or if he sat on one spot on the floor and ate a mandarin orange a particular way and started peeling it, and by the time he was two, you know, or even one, by two he could talk about it. He was very articulate, but he just was kind of born that way, where things had to be a certain way in a certain order, or else he was just miserable. And I would see the whole picture and know that this wonderful plan for him was there, and he'd go into these screaming fits, and he wouldn't get to enjoy these wonderful experiences that were planned for him because he couldn't let go of the fact that it didn't look the way he thought it was supposed to look.
That's exactly right.
So he's been my greatest teacher.
And has he been able to change? Have you been able to guide him in the look at the whole picture kind of view?
Well, to be perfectly honest, when he was a baby, I was incredibly in love with his father and wanted to live out in the country on the place that we had lived together for some years before he was born. And when I was pregnant with him, his father got involved with another woman, and then we had to leave the farm, and I didn't get to raise him where I wanted to. And so I was so caught in my own, but I need to be with my son's father, and I need to be raising him in the country, you know, that I was doing it myself in adult version. For years, for about the first 5 years of his life. And I'm sure that's where he, you know, was mirroring that back to me, that I was so stuck on that I couldn't be happy and life couldn't go on because things hadn't worked out the way that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I'd had many challenging things happened before I got with his father. And when I got with his father, I thought I'd finally found happiness for the first time in my life. So I didn't want to let go of that. That became my idea of what, you know. So it took me, he was at least five before I started really realizing that he was mirroring back to me. So in a lot of ways, he was more of a teacher to me about that than I was to him. And we both still go into that mindset at times. And he's just turned 12, and he's incredibly wise and very articulate. And so we can talk about it and laugh about it now. He still goes there automatically, but can take a step back and laugh about it. So
that's amazing. It's teachers to each other, and that's the way it is. And if we're blocked off to seeing those things, then we don't get to learn those amazing lessons, because everyone that we come encounter with has a lesson to teach us or has something to teach us. And that was such an aha moment for me when I realized that, because, and I think we're all guilty of this to some degree, of think again in your mind, you've got this picture of who can help you advance and who can't, who's got something that is of value to you and who doesn't. But the truth of the matter is that there isn't a single person on this planet that does not bring value to another person's life.
That is so great, and I've let us run over time. It was so fun talking to you. So it's Sharon at thecolorofhappiness.com. Get on her monthly newsletter. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.